And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me here in the studio, I have visiting polar scientist at the Sitka Sound Science Center, Dr. Jim McClintock, and also Lauren Bell, who's the director of the Scientist in Residency Program over at the Science Center. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thank you.
Well, let's see. Jim, may I call you Jim?
Sure.
Okay. Well, you are here for a variety of reasons. Tonight, you're going to be over at Old Harbor Books reading from two of your works. And tomorrow, you'll be at the Sitka Public Library giving a public talk. Essentially, for 30 years, you were heading on down to Antarctica. You're one of the world's foremost experts on Antarctic marine biology. And then you started writing some books. And you're here to talk about that. So tell us a bit about the work that you do and what inspired you to also become an author.
Well, I am a polar marine biologist with a deep-seated interest, particularly in the last 15 years or so, in how climate change is impacting the marine life of Antarctica, and in particular, the region of the Antarctic Peninsula below South America. So having been funded by the National Science Foundation for many, many years to work in Antarctica, and seeing with my own eyes what's happening with the ice melting and the marine communities responding, I wanted to write and share this very compelling narrative with the general public. And so my two books, Lost Antarctica and A Naturalist Goes Fishing, are adventure stories, tales of humor in some cases, and learning about the marine biology of these amazing systems that we have in the oceans, and then sort of a narrative of conservation biology, if you will, written for the general public. And I hope that as a reader can put the book down and say, that was a fun, interesting book to read, and I feel like I learned something too. And that's really my goal.
So you are doing storytelling essentially in service to science and
Correct.
To really affect change, mm-hmm. to engage the average citizen in what for you is a passion.
It is a passion. And I feel it's important for scientists to give back. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to have my work in Antarctica supported for many, many years. And what a wonderful way to give back, to write, to speak across the country about my books and make these presentations.
What have you been noticing as you've been reaching out to citizens with your books?
Well, one thing that's interesting is living in Alabama, times are changing. People are coming around on this idea that our Earth is changing. And in Alabama, as you might imagine, there's a fairly conservative population. And when I go to speak about climate change, it used to be the environmental clubs that would have me to speak. And now I'm enjoying the fact that it's the Rotary Club. And these are the business leaders of the state, and they're getting concerned that the temperatures are warming and the sea levels are rising, and what are going to be the impacts for these changes on them? So Antarctica is a fantastic place to look at this. It's, as you well know, here in Sitka, the Arctic and the Antarctic are barometers of climate change. These systems are very sensitive to the changes, so it's where we see things happen first. And then I make it clear to people that there are other implications to squandering these amazing habitats, these polar habitats. For example, one of the things I study are drugs that can be discovered in marine life, like sponges and corals that have toxic chemicals that we've shown can fight melanoma skin cancer, MRSA-resistant bacteria. So we stand sort of at a precipice. Do we want to squander these potential compounds that could really have important implications for humanity down the road?
So you've been changing minds, you've been engaging the public, you've been changing discourse at the public level. How has this journey into authorhood, becoming author, how has it changed you, though?
Well, in some ways, it's very gratifying in the sense that when I started out as a college student at UC Santa Cruz many, many years ago, I was an English major. And then I discovered marine biology in my freshman year, and I never looked back. I just fell in love with the oceans and studying their life. But to be able to come back 30 years later, gosh, maybe I shouldn't say that, 40 years later, and be able to get back into writing and express myself When you write science, as wonderful as it is, you know, you don't get to talk about how something feels or smells or tastes. It's, you know, that's the design of the beast, is to get information across in as little space as possible, which has its, you know, very important merits. But expressing yourself in written word is to me, very, very rewarding.
And you've been really well received on the public level. I mean, you just, a couple of weeks ago, you were at Lincoln Center. You've been giving TED Talks. People are listening.
They are listening. And I think it's amazing to me that books, now you may not get rich writing books. You may not become John Grisham. But what I have been so surprised with is the doors they open. I have been invited to speak on the Diane Rehm Show. I've been, you know, as you mentioned, in the Lincoln Center, talking in front of a sold-out audience. And all this happened because of the books. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's just a wonderful, wonderful thing about becoming a writer, is I could have written another science paper or two, and I would not have that entree into the public domain.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the books you'll be reading from tonight at Old Harbor Books.
Well, the first book I wrote is called Lost Antarctica, Adventures in a Disappearing Land. And it talks a lot about what it's like to be a scientist and live in a remote place. It talks a lot about the communications with my wife over 35 or 40 years and how it started with essentially a little bit beyond Morse code, but not much. I think she got, I forget how many words she got from me my first trip to Antarctica over Western Union Telegram, but I was a starving graduate student and it wasn't more than 10. And now when I get to my station at Palmer, I am handed what virtually appears to be a cell phone. It's called an internet phone. And I can hike up on top of the glacier behind the station all by myself, call my family, and it's like they're sitting right next to me. So I talk about the transition in technology in these remote environments. I talk about what it's like to be living with a family, an isolated group of people, first at McMurdo with 1,000 Americans, and over the last 15 years at Palmer with 44. And some of the trials and tribulations of, for example, getting a phone call one morning that your son has plummeted off a road in his car and is in the intensive care unit, and you know you're in Antarctica, you can't get to him, and how a marine station becomes a family and supports you in those kinds of situations. And then just the excitement of discovery and doing science and meeting colleagues, working together, the synergies that happen, and all built in this book against a back narrative of climate change and ocean acidification, and written in such a way that it's very easy to understand. I don't get overly scientific, if you will, in the jargon. And then my most recent book, A Naturalist Goes Fishing. I love to fish, and I've been all over the world taking students on courses abroad, going to Antarctica, and everywhere I go, I do a little bit of fishing. And so I have all these fun stories about fishing. Silly things like the time my fishing buddy hooked a seagull by accident. It went into the water, and a fish took his bait under the seagull, and the seagull became a feathered fishing bobber going up and down, and just silly stuff like this that's really fun to read about. And then again, with a narrative about what environmental factors are challenging fisheries around the world. So when I talk about fly fishing for trout in New Zealand, I talk about the invasion of a dinoflagellate, kind of like an alga that's getting into all the lakes, called Didymo, and how that's impacting the fisheries. I talk about ocean acidification, how it's impacting our fisheries, and my home state of Alabama, canoeing down 192 miles of river that has 150 species of fish in it, which is quite remarkable for somebody who grew up in California. And, you know, there's a fairly small number of fish species, but here in the Southeast, you have this just this amazing sort of bastion of species diversity that I've become familiar with. So they're fun books to read, lots of adventure, discoveries, and something to learn about in terms of the future of climate change and ocean acidification and how we need to begin to think about dealing with it.
So have you been fishing here in Sitka?
Yes, I immediately took my fly pole down near the Science Center and threw out my my fly, and the pinks were not interested. The 10-year-old next to me caught 30, but he wasn't attracting them to the bait.
Well, better luck. You're here until Saturday. You might have another chance to get out there on the water.
I plan on it.
Oh, good. Well, we are out of time. Lauren, can you tell us about where the public can hear Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. So tonight at Old Harbor Books, they are hosting Dr. McClintock for the author event at 6 p.m. So please come on by. He'll be reading a little bit from his books and also signing books afterwards. And then tomorrow night, Tuesday, at the Sitka Public Library, 6 p.m., Dr. McClintock will be giving more of a scientific lecture, but still open to everyone in the public, students, scientists, local naturalists, anyone, please come. Sitka Public Library at 6 p.m.
Okay, well, wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure having you here. Good luck with your fishing and enjoy some more time in Sitka.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Dr. Jim McClintock. He is a visiting polar scientist at the Sitka Sound Science Center, and Lauren Bell, director of the Scientist in Residency Program over at the Science Center. Dr. McClintock will be reading tonight, 6 p.m. at Old Harbor Books, and he'll be doing a public talk tomorrow, 6 p.m. at the Sitka Public Library.